We have in the studio today Sheriff Charles McDonald, Sheriff of Henderson County.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Great to have you here at the radio station today.
Great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about our upcoming election. Our primary is coming up on May the 8th.
It is.
And, of course, you are running to be reelected as sheriff.
Sure am. Four more years.
So tell us. Tell us, what does four more years of Sheriff Charles McDonald mean for Henderson County?
Four more years means we get to continue on with the progress that we're making, working with our community, again, continuing to reduce breaking and entering and property crimes, going after the opioid epidemic. Obviously, the big thing on the flagpole right now is school security. We've been doing a lot for that short term, but we've got some plans long term that we're going to be able to follow up with. And I think for the overall sheriff's office, in 6 years, we've brought this agency to a level of professionalism and accountability that it's never seen before. And I feel like there's still a lot of work left to do. We've got some vision for things that we want to cover. And like I said, I'll step aside when I don't have the fire and when I don't have the vision. But for right now, I want to see us get to a place where there's no chance of falling backwards.
You've answered some of this already, but why should you continue as sheriff of Henderson County?
Well, I think I've got 6 years of proven leadership at the helm already. Fiscally, we've shown tremendous responsibility. Again, professionalism, our hiring standards, the way we do business is just so far above anything we ever knew before, and we want to see that continue. We're hiring some of the best people that have ever been hired at the sheriff's office, and we're just really proud of those things. We want to continue to build on the foundation that we laid. And here's the thing, anytime you change, and change is a good thing at times, there's a lot of disruption that happens. We certainly experienced that the first several years in office. And so I guess my question to the voters would be, if things are going well, and I think they are, why would you change and try something else? I think there is a time for change, but I certainly don't think we've given anybody any reason to think that that time is now.
Being the sheriff is, of course, one of the highest and most powerful elected offices in any county. What does it mean to be sheriff of Henderson County?
That's one of those things that kind of grows on you. Once you get in the office, you can't comprehend it, but you're right. Everybody looks to you for answers and solutions, for problem solving. And one of the things that I've been out of need, I guess, had to learn to do is really rely on the community, on community organizations, working with other community leaders. And I think we've done that, you know, to a great level. In fact, we've seen a real synergy, I think, in our because of our involvement with the community, our ability to leverage cooperation with various groups and leaders. And I think it's been very successful. I think Henderson County is growing in that direction, as a matter of fact, more than it ever has in the past. And we look forward to continuing those kind of relationships.
What's a typical day like for the sheriff of Henderson County? Or is there a typical day?
I don't think there's a typical day. I look at my calendar. I have several people kind of keeping me on track. Between my wife, who's there with me, my command staff, certainly Allison here, everybody's kind of, you know, keeping me on the rails. I've got plenty to do, and they're the ones that keep me from falling off.
Well, speaking of plenty to do, as sheriff of Henderson County, what do you see in the future of Henderson County as some of the biggest challenges?
Certainly the opioid epidemic is incredible. We saw it coming for a long time. We're marshaling resources there. Manpower, honestly, dealing with the sheriff's office, I think we've managed to get as much as we possibly can out of the staff that we have. We operate a whole lot more efficiently than we ever did, and so we've been able to produce a whole lot more without adding significantly to the manpower. But as the expectations of the public go up, as our job gets bigger and more involved, you know, we're going to need to be able to bring on people. Right now, there's a big push for bringing on deputies to handle school security in the school. So we're looking at some different features there. And again, nobody likes spending money, but everybody likes a deputy close by when they need some help. So that's going to be one of the challenges as well. Continuing moving forward on our crime reduction programs that we're doing, both in domestic violence and also on breaking and entering property crime. We're continuing to watch that trend down. And then I think the biggest thing in the future is we're really partnering with our jail, with all these other organizations to help reduce recidivism, to give some folks who have just made some bad choices the opportunity to quit making bad choices. And so we're doing that at no cost to the taxpayer. We're the hub. We're where a lot of these people gather, and we're working with other groups and organizations to help them put in place programs that'll help people maybe start anew, start afresh, and not continue to come back and grace the doors of the Henderson County Jail.
So you've served as sheriff of Henderson County now right at about 6 years.
Just over 6 years.
What are you most proud of in your 6 years of service?
I really am proud of the change of the culture, the change in culture that that we brought about. And I didn't do that by myself. I had people and still have people who continued to embrace the vision. They were able to buy into what I wanted to accomplish. And through a lot of sweat and blood and tears, we've really accomplished a tremendous amount. Like I said, we're not the same agency we were 6 years ago. And it's not the agency was corrupt. We just didn't have leadership. And I guess one of the biggest things that we're proud of in regard to that is the fact that we really did turn our attention to developing servant leadership within our ranks. And that goes from the top all the way, you know, down to your line level supervisors. And the good thing is the troops buy into it. They see that it's working. And we're not perfect. We're always going to have our challenges. I'll have to do news conferences sometimes that I wish I didn't have to do. But the fact of the matter is we've got a great team of people, and we're I think the future is very bright.
So when we boil it down, ultimately, primary coming up on May the 8th, a vote on May the 8th or beforehand to reelect Charles McDonald as sheriff means what?
It means we continue the course we're on. Brighter things in the future, greater dependence again on pulling the community together with the sheriff's office, us working hand in hand with our community partners, getting people to understand that the quality of life of this community can't be meted out by any one agency or organization or police group, but really does involve all of us coming together with a common goal to solve common problems. And I think my experience and my background shows that we do that.
We've just touched on a few things. There's certainly much more to know about Charles McDonald and about you as sheriff and what you want to do and what you want to see continuing to happen. How can we find out more information about you?
Yeah, if you go to our website on www.reelectcharlesmcdonald.com, that's got all our information. We've got Facebook, we Twitter. We're doing all the social media stuff out there. And I would encourage people, because one of the disappointing things I think any politician would tell you is you have so much to offer, but people want to learn in sound bites. And it's hard to get the whole story. It's hard to get to the truth of the matter. It's hard to really make an informed decision unless you really go out and compare, you know, what you're shopping for.
All right. Sheriff Charles McDonald, of course, running for re-election for sheriff in the upcoming primary. First of all, thank you for your 6 years of service
thank
already,
you, sir.
And good luck.
Thank you.